Did you ever watch Gen X Pen?
No.
She, like, was the queen of, like, hyper-edited, bizarre TikTok. Or not TikToks, but, like, music videos. Or, like, Trevi Moran. Mm-mm. Previously Trevor Moran. He was kind of, like, Grace and Chance core.
I don't know.
That's okay. Like, Ellen.
Ellen DeGeneres?
You know, the kids. Like, she always had, like, a new kid, where they're like, this is the funniest kid. I think that was one of them. She had those,
like, two little girls.
Who are, like, now on TikTok and being like, get ready with me to go out tonight to the bar.
Really?
Yeah, like, the little chubby girl.
Oh, yeah, they're so British. I forgot.
Because there's a chubby girl and the little blonde one who did nothing.
Yeah, she brought nothing to the fucking table. The other one was carrying
them. Like, riding the fucking coattails. What were their names?
What do you think... Was it, like, Gracie?
Ooh, yes.
What were they consuming?
Gracie, like, and Lola, maybe? Or it was, like, Lulu or, like, Bon Bon. Like, I feel like it was, like, little sassy girl names, too. Also, I think Pixie Sticks.
What?
You said, what were they consuming?
Oh, no, I mean, like, what are they? I'm like, what the fuck do you mean, Pixie Sticks? You're like, Pixie Sticks? What the fuck? No, I mean, like, what were they consuming, like, entertainment-wise to, like, have those attitudes? You know what I mean? Like,
they were always doing that. Let's go to the beach, bitch! So Nicki Minaj.
Wow. That would be my kid, though.
Like,
taking to my kid to cuntology school. My kid would be gay as soon as it came out.
It's like CCD stands for, like, country cunt. I don't know. What does CCD even stand for, actually?
What's CCD? You're already confusing me. Slow down. Pixie Sticks. Bitch.
CCD is, like, Wednesday after school Catholic youth group.
No, I didn't do that.
Right. But you know where the girlies were going on Wednesdays. Like, when people are like, I have church, I have catechism. What else did people call it?
Nobody called it that. I was not Catholic. I did not know what Catholic people were doing.
There weren't, like, a bunch at your school? We did not have
Wednesday night church, no.
Oh.
I mean, there was Catholic people at my church, but...
But not enough of them to be knowing it, really. What they were doing?
I also didn't give a fuck, I guess.
Like, every single person in my class was Catholic, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
I remember in elementary school, on Wednesdays, the church was across the street from my high school, so, like, so close. On Wednesdays, if you were going to religion, like, we would say, if I have religion tonight... Which is bizarre. Very broad. We didn't only have religion. We had Roman Catholic school on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
But you would, like, line up, and then everyone would walk across the street and go to Catholic nighttime school, where, like, classes you had to take, like, before First Communion and, like, the sacraments and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. But, like, yeah, every single Wednesday night.
I did a class like that, but for men. Sorry. Choking because God is freaking
he's smiting condemning us. Me.
I did a class, like, for my confirmation that was for, like, Methodist shit. And I just remember being like, what the fuck is going on? And, like, I had to have, like, an older person, like,
yes,
do it with me or whatever. Yes. And, like, she was this really nice lady. And I was like, hey, you got to fucking help me cheat because I don't know what you have to, like, take tests and shit. I'm like, I don't know. This is the most confusing fucking story I've ever heard. And it's also, like, kind of really boring at some parts.
Made up.
But then crazy.
Yeah.
And then it's like, and then she was a whore. And I'm like, now I'm listening. And then it's, like, back to fucking boring bullshit. I'm like,
right,
girl.
I don't know.
I really don't know how I got through that. I think they just passed me because they were like...
You were supposed to do, like, however many community service hours. I did not. What the hell was I going to go do?
Pick up trash?
Come on.
You think, oh, I'm going to pick up trash?
Not to... I'm picking up trash. No. Not to get into the politics of my high school every fucking episode and for some reason, it, like, can't close the goddamn yearbook. However... Every year, we had, like, community service day. And, like, you would think that community service day would be, like, oh, we're gonna, like, go to old people places and we're gonna, like...
Do the chicken dance for them.
Yeah, something.
Wipe their butts.
There were, like, groups of kids. I'm gonna be a CNA. You know?
Wipe their booties. Catheter time!
There were groups of kids who, like, just had to clean the school.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like we're out
getting free labor off these motherfuckers.
Yeah, we're just like out there like picking up trash at the football
the
field.
The janitor's and, like at the spa, like
literally
love my day off.
Literally just like smoking a cigarette, watching all of us.
When the kids clean, that's like the OG Shein.
And then not to like make this all. Maquoketa Valley. Everyone tours Maquoketa Valley. Like, see, the kids here are so happy. None of them are picking up trash at the football field. Oh my god, I just dropped my high school.
Well, yeah, we can bleep that out.
We don't. There were no bleeps on the last episode.
I know, I got lazy. I don't give a fuck.
I respect you.
I mean, if there's something, there was something in the first episode I had to bleep. Legally.
The episode one?
No. I don't even remember what that was.
Me neither.
That was like 10 years ago.
Episode 11.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I would want to be dug up out of my grave, I think, if I was buried.
After how long?
Maybe like 2 to 5 years.
Okay.
It's like pretty recent.
So like you want me to like have grieved you, like be coming to peace with it, and then I like look at the calendar and I'm like,
it's time to dig her up.
And I have to start
get
all
her
over.
Out of there.
Okay, pause. Welcome back to My Dirty Car. Oh, episode 13.
Dirty.
Filthy.
Disgusting.
Hold your nose and brace yourself.
It's the My Dirty Car podcast.
I'm lucky number 13.
I'm like scared as fuck.
And there was a full moon, and Annie's gonna shoot up the
studio. I'm pretty pissed off.
But nothing happened.
But I'm trying to not bring like my negative energy into this, but I can feel it totally stinking up this room.
You think so?
Do you feel that way?
I don't feel that way. I feel like for the most part you're being lighthearted. Like I can like see random moments where you're like,
I don't know what the fuck is going on in my brain, but I'm just like, like I've been that way like for the past 2 days. I started my period yesterday. That's probably why.
Turns out that having fluctuating levels of estrogen and progesterone, what the fuck ever. See if I give a single shit. Fuck you.
Progesterone.
Progesterone-y.
Call progesterone.
Will make you psycho.
Yeah, it'll make me crazy. It's making me crazy.
Like, men just be like, oh, I either have boner or no boner.
Yeah, just walk around just, like, totally fucking vibing.
He's like, oh, I hug a pretty girl, I get a boner.
Ooh, wee wee.
It's like, what the fuck? That's not a real problem. For the umpteenth time.
I get boners, too.
Get a real problem. Get a real problem. No one has a real fucking problem these days.
Except for us.
I should make a list of not real problems that people are making problems.
That could be really good.
I think, like, as your computer knowledge increases, the capacity for you to use your phone, though, decreases.
Oh, I hate my phone so much. I hate it. I like you to get on the TikTok. Anything else? I want to take everything off of it except for TikTok. And that's, like, that's like not even, like, the point of a phone anymore. Like, I should just have an iPod Touch.
Messages. Gone.
Yeah.
Calling ability. Gone.
Don't want it. Nope.
Calculator. No.
I do need that.
You need the calculator?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep that on there.
Because I can't do math.
Weather app?
I fuck with the weather app.
Okay. Keeping the weather app. We have three apps.
It's usually wrong, though.
Okay. Email.
No.
Yeah, we have to get rid of my email.
Defo
way before
not.
Your email.
Before mine?
I fear.
How many emails do you have? Oh, I guess you can't see.
Hundreds of thousands.
Oh, really?
So many. Yeah. I just keep buying more space on Google.
Yeah.
I hate the face I just made. I haven't seen it. But I'm... Someone put her down.
No.
Okay, what about X? Controversial.
Need
There's
it.
Reasons you
necessary.
Might need to get on that app, but also...
Home screen. Actually, on that little bar on the bottom that you need to get to immediately. I don't do anything on there, though, except, you know.
I do one thing on there, actually.
I do. I come for one reason. Do X app.
May not come when you want, but I'm on time.
I'm worried that the bed being touching that is making this like
jiggle wiggle.
And maybe audio is getting fucked up, but also who cares? I'm going to be the only person that has a problem with it. Probably.
Which is one of the biggest people. But you know what?
Biggest.
One of the most important people is what I meant. I didn't mean the biggest people. You're not one of the biggest people. That would be crazy if I was like, yeah, you're probably one of the biggest people.
One of the most ginormous bitches.
You're now that we are talking about it, though, you probably are on, like, in the top 15%. But most of the
big bitches?
Of tall people. Like, tall. In height. Like, okay. If big means tall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a lot of the world is not tall.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
I think, isn't the average height of a man in the world like 5'8"?
Really?
I think, yeah. Kind of just fuck? Like 5 inches is the average wee-wee. If you're an five outlier, inches? Please contact me privately.
5 inches?
Yeah, 5 inches is the size of the average.
That's pretty...
Well, I'm not shaming like anybody.
Is seven like the... Like, that's like an sort of impressive, like...
Yeah, seven is like...
Seven is like, I'm at your house. I'm like, open up, honey bun.
I have your mom's home address. How about the washer shuts the fuck up?
Sorry. Hey, he's just doing his job. He didn't know.
It's a he, him.
The washer?
Yeah.
Or is that the dryer? Legs.
No, washer. Thoughts on me?
Why can't the washer be a man? Why does it have to be a woman?
Men, I would not trust a man to wash a damn thing.
Not even their fucking butt cheeks.
Only gay ones. Only fruity tooties. Only gay butt cheeks? Yeah, only...
Every man's butt cheeks are gay.
Ooh, okay. Did you see the meme I made that was like, if you're calling me, I know you are gay as hell. Like, if you're shooting me a call, I'm like, okay, gay. Like,
yeah, you think.
Calling me? Yeah. Yeah. Talking on the phone is for gay people. Straight people are not calling each other.
I feel like also, but like a very masculine man can be like, let me just pick up the phone and give her a call.
Oh, yeah.
But maybe that's more for like, if you're going to go on a date and you're trying to like, organize plans or whatever.
If a straight man cold calls you, he's big dicking you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's being like, I pick up. I dare you.
He's basically like pushing up against the wall in that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the funny thing is if you said that to a straight man.
I'm not gonna answer either.
I'm gonna be like
would.
This will be me. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, just like that.
Mine would be like, Annie on the line, what's on your mind? And then they would hang up. And that's how you get
no, this would be you.
The fuck alone.
Pick up, hang up.
Yeah, I would be like,
green, red.
Press it so it like stops.
Yeah.
Oh, do you get on your phone where you can see the voice? Oh, is that so funny already? Do you get on your phone when people call and text you? And it's like, who the fuck are you?
Okay, what? I get on my phone? So far, yes.
On your phone, like, when someone's leaving a voicemail and it, like, writes it out? Is that new?
That is newer. That is a newer update.
I've never noticed that, but I like it.
But you know what? I'm not utilizing an iPhone to its full potential, and I'm aware of that.
Why do you say that?
There are things that this thing can do that we aren't using it for.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, there's features that people...
You can do, like, a vibrator app.
Okay. Not exactly what I meant. I was more so speaking about...
What else could you
like,
possibly
the iOS capabilities of an iPhone. Like, but sometimes you meet someone and you watch them use their phone, and you're like, whoa.
Like, they know how to use that.
Yes, all the way. Like, they're using, like, assistive touch and, like...
Oh,
you
yeah.
know what I
people
mean?
Are,
like
swooping through.
Yeah, and they're like choo, 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 and then it's like a little reminder. And like
I feel that way about you. Don't you do that sometimes?
What?
Swoopity doop doop.
Oh, swipe text.
Yeah,
I am swipe texting.
That's fucking scary. And you also do Siri a lot.
I am
you're
a
like,
Siri user.
You're like go to 13. I almost just said her address. That is so scary. Oh my god, I scared myself. Don't say that on the internet.
Also. The Jehovah's Witnesses have found me.
Oh, my God.
Not much
we're
to say.
We're joining them.
I will not be. I do not stand with Jehovah's Witnesses.
What do you have to do that? Give up all your rights as a woman?
You have to tithe. Tithe is a huge part of it. So giving, like, 20% of your income to the church.
Immediately, no.
Like, so all of them are broke as fuck, but sorry.
Broke as fuck.
A lot of Ooh. Them A lot of them are facing economic injustices.
Jehovah's Witnesses are broke as fuck. That's embarrassing as shit. It is. Oh, you're giving your money to what?
To who?
The church?
To evil people.
Dude, I think about for that salvation all the time.
Shut up. But it's sad. It's sad.
It's like brainwashing.
But basically what I was going to say is like tithe, give away a lot of their money, are then at an economic disadvantage, but then are like forced into this group of people who offer community, right?
Mm, right.
And so then it's like something you're in and you can't get out of because you've built your whole world around this and you're like taught to like chastise secular people who would be like, hey girl, kind of weird that you're doing all this stuff, you know?
And they prey on like vulnerable people.
Definitely. Definitely. So
unpacking Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, they're Mormons. Mormons are Jehovah's Witnesses.
I feel like I would be good as a Mormon.
Why do you think that?
Because I think that I have a lot of good skirts.
Okay, so we're just the floor length skirt option is what's really driving us.
That's
there.
That's a vibe.
Because I guess then me too.
And?
But what about that fucked up hairstyle?
Do they have little hats?
No, the Michelle Duggar hairstyle.
Oh.
That's like a bump, like almost a dance bump, but something about it is so unfuckable. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I feel like it could be cunty if it was someone
like,
else.
And like, it's like extensions with it.
Yeah, like, if it was like Snooki, like, yes.
Super straight. Yeah, know? Yeah, yeah. I'm not against the bump, but the Mormon bump, it's also supposed to be like God honoring.
Really? To have your hair up like
that? Yeah, I don't know.
The fuck?
I don't know.
For what?
I don't, God loves it when
they're
bitches
just making shit up.
Yeah.
Genuinely. But yeah, I think so I would be money, good as money, a Mormon. Money.
Just the skirts?
I think the skirts. I think, like, you know, just being at home would be really good.
So you want to be a homemaker?
I mean, I would be, I would be down. It would have to be, like, a specific man that I would do that for.
Ooh, like be trad wife. Children. Yeah, you're going to have children. Lots of procreating. Lots of homemaking. No tattoos. No makeup. No.
You think?
Yeah, you have to be God-honoring.
Even, like, take me in as I am.
So, Mormons, if you become a Mormon and you're honest with them and you're like, I'm not a virgin and, like, I do this stuff, they make you stand outside of the church during church. You're not even allowed within worship.
Really?
Correct.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I don't have to go?
You have to be there. You just can't even watch. I don't know. It's like you are, like, chastised.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, it takes a lot to embarrass me, so.
Sometimes I choose apathy because what else is there? Fear? Fear or apathy? I go apathy every time.
I'm choosing fear.
I'm not afraid anymore. You know Donnie Darko? Oh, we'll watch it sometime, but.
I mean, I know about it.
Just not it, really. It's a confusing.
It sounds like it should be a superhero movie.
You know I hate superheroes, and you know I would
and
never make you watch a superhero,
like,
movie.
It gives me Batman vibes.
No, it's in no way like Batman.
Maybe it's because, like, Dark Shadows.
Yeah, maybe just dark. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just about Jake Gyllenhaal when he was a cute.
And he's like.
Yeah, and he's like, I'm a teen boy and I have a problem.
And he's like in school, right?
But he doesn't actually have any problems. He's just fucking a bitch, kind of, actually.
Another person with no fucking problems.
Another white man without a problem. Donnie Darko.
What are, like, non-problems, you think?
All my non-problems are a little controversial.
You think?
Yeah, because people are going to be woke. The woke left is going to be like, there is no problem worse than any other problem, and everyone hurts the same, and we all bleed red. And I'm going to be like, okay, well.
My blood's brown. Like, come on. By the time it comes out and dries, that shit is dark red to brown.
I think I said we all bleed red, not all of our blood dries brown, bitch.
All of our blood dries brown.
We all bleed red. All of our blood dries brown. Ooh, slam poetry?
Yeah.
All of our piss is yellow to brown. And
mine's green for some reason.
And if you have one of those weird pills, it might be orange.
Ooh, yeah.
What is Azo? That? Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's other ones, like medicine that has iodine in it, mm-hmm. that makes your piss, like, crazy.
Like B12? I feel like I've been taking this B12 supplement that, like, makes my piss, like, Mountain Dew yellow. Because it, like, it, you know, if your body absorbs exactly. as much as it can, then yeah, it goes out.
Right.
And every time I see that, I'm like, whoa. That's crazy, bitch.
Jeez, what Baja
Blast looking at us.
Here's a good one. Thinking that you're so attractive that people don't take you seriously is not a real problem.
Yeah.
Thinking I'm just so pretty and no one really wants to get to know me because they just see me as a pretty face.
You're probably actually fucking boring as shit, to be honest with you. You probably just have no depth at that point.
It's like, actually,
what's there to know? You go to Pilates?
I have a spin class.
Who gives a fuck, bitch?
I have a shellfish allergy.
Oh,
people
no.
aren't asking the big questions. Like,
not the shellfish.
That is not a real problem. That is not a real problem. Also, this one's pretty controversial.
Uh-oh.
And I'll say that this is something that you can grieve, but it can't be a problem your whole life. This cannot be your only real problem. Your parents getting divorced isn't a real problem. It's not. If your parents are, like, fighting and evil to each other and put you in the middle of it, that's a real problem.
Yeah.
But just your parents separating isn't a real problem. People will have parents with amicable divorces who are doing everything they can to put their children in safe, nurturing situations. And people will be like, well, my dad didn't love my mom anymore.
Yeah. I feel like that's, like, when nothing else bad has happened to you. And you just have, like, that one thing to focus on.
Also, you know? Look around. Most people have divorced parents.
Most people.
At this point, I don't assume people's parents are together. I assume most people's parents are not together.
It is, like, less common for them to be together, I feel like.
I meet way more people whose parents do not fuck with each other than I meet people who are, like, and that can go with, like, divorced slash they're together, but we do not know why.
Right. There's mostly that.
It's
like, I feel like it's extremely rare that people's parents are in love with each other.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
You know?
And if they are, more power to them. I love that. I'm like in no way That's chastising awesome. A happy marriage. That's not the point of
a happy
this.
Marriage. No.
But you know what I mean? Like,
you want your parents to suffer and hate each other and stay together through that? Or
breaking news, your parents are human beings.
Yeah.
And the fact that they had sex and had children does not mean that they have to be together forever.
True.
They tried. Mama tried, okay? Forgive your parents, except not me.
Yeah.
Or her.
Maybe you're the reason your parents got a divorce.
Yeah. Have you considered that your vibe was fucked up and bad?
They're like, we hate our baby. In comparison, okay, yeah, your parents got a divorce. That's, you know, probably hard for you as a child.
Right.
But what's the alternative? Having a dead parent?
Yeah. Oh.
Having a gay parent?
When I was in elementary, well, like, no, more middle school, because my mom died in fifth grade. If someone would, like, complain about a parent or, like, complain about a parent's divorce, I would always be like, yeah, don't you wish they would go somewhere where you could never see or talk to them again? And it
Damn,
made a
and
lot
everybody's
of
like... I will shut the fuck up now.
Yeah, it's like, ooh.
I mean, yeah.
Like, talk to the fucking guidance counselor. Don't talk to me, bitch.
Yeah, right.
What the hell's Read the wrong room. With you? You
Read
know what
room.
I mean? It's like if someone way fatter than you is in the room, you don't say, I look so fat.
Dude, that will piss me off.
Shut the fuck
I
up.
I hate when people do that.
Like, also just like, talk better. Be like, I don't really feel comfortable in my clothes right now. Wow,
right,
that's
right.
a fine thing to say. Right. Or, like, I just don't really feel confident in my body in this moment.
Yeah.
Because that's about your body and your feelings about your body.
Yeah.
It's just, like, read the fucking room!
That will make me freak out if somebody says that around me. And I'm, like, bigger than them. I'll be like, oh, so I'm fucking fat too, huh?
It's like, damn, yeah,
oh,
we both look
like shit.
Whale?
Damn. Your eyebrows look good.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Fucking I just can't think of it. It's like a relationship where, like, you watch someone on, like, often online or TV.
Parasocial.
Mm. Thank you. I'm
sure. Like, anytime I can think
ain't
of something
no thing.
I will offer it up, but it's rare. So be grateful.
When I'm like, I would be friends with those people, it's like, half of it is like, that is the definition of a parasocial relationship. You think you know these people, and you don't,
yeah, you have no
and
idea.
You think you'd be friends with them. The other half of me is, I'm hot, fun, interesting, great to be around, funny, care about the same things as you, am the same age as you, am gay.
Like, why would not?
Smoke pot, do drugs, why not?
Yeah.
Everything is leading us to think we might be friends at least, you know?
Or enemies.
Ooh! Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be crazy.
To, like, meet someone who you really like from online and then not only, like, not vibe, but quickly find out you dislike each other.
That'd be better than being friends, I think.
You think? Like, if, like, I met Brittany Broski and then I was like, I fucking hate that bitch. I can't imagine it. But you don't know how people are.
Yeah,
you genuinely do not know.
She could walk up to us and give us fucking wedgie. You know? You never know. Or punch us in the face like people are doing now. Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh.
What is up with that?
I don't know. These girls with, like, the huge hematomas. Like, getting absolutely clobbered.
Just trigger warning. Hematoma.
I just want to say, if you guys don't know us in real life, which it seems like we're
gorgeous.
More of a, she gorgeous.
Yeah, gorgeous.
If you don't know us in real life, and you have been introduced to this podcast by way of algorithm, welcome. I feel like there's more people than ever.
Yeah, who, there's been people that have been watching.
Yeah, random people on YouTube have been like, what the hell is this? And who are you guys? Why am I here? I'm scared. Someone let me out.
Yeah, but, yeah, people are, like, panicking in the comment section.
They're like, hold on. Two hot women.
What the fuck is
who
this?
Are not sponsored, and they're making a podcast for seemingly no reason. Sure are.
That's what we're doing.
Sure are.
No fucking reason. Unless there's a reason of joy and fulfillment.
And I really can't wait to be old and look back at this.
And monetization.
Yeah, and eventually there will be sponsors. How great.
This is the religious episode.
Is our God. Sing with me, how great.
What about,
ooh, you want to, we should talk about what bangers from church we love.
You know what song I love from church?
Tell me.
Let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me. That might not be Catholic.
I don't think so.
I think that's definitely Methodist core, but
yeah,
probably other newer.
Right.
It's not like fucking acoustic guitar type shit. It's still like
hymnal.
Yeah, hymnal vibes. Yeah. Hymnal vibes.
Let me think of what's my favorite like Catholic song. Oh, there's one that's like,
get on your knees, get on your knees, get on your knees. Baby, just get on your knees.
My favorite Catholic song is, I was in the 212. What's the uptown?
Walk a mile in these Louboutins. That's what Jesus was saying before he got fucking railed. Sorry.
And like, yeah, I don't know what was really going on. But like, as a Catholic, totally I'm supposed to believe that Mary was a virgin. The Virgin Mary, they call her that.
I mean, yeah, but it's like,
as if she's so high and mighty for being a virgin.
Yeah.
If I met, she was probably 14.
Unfuckable.
How old was Mary when she got pregnant with Jesus? Look
probably
that up.
Probably fucking 12.
Yeah, kiddo. Kiddo net. That's a deep cut. If you know about kiddo net, comment down below.
Pummeled. 13 to 14 years of age.
Oh my
God. Why would they get a child pregnant? Like, it's a good chance that she won't live.
And also,
they're just gonna be like, yeah, sure, let's do that.
Also,
let's take a chance.
The Virgin Mary, 13 to 14, not that impressive.
Yeah, I was a virgin too.
Yeah, me too. I could have been her. Also, none of it's real. Like, I think Jesus was on earth, we think, probably, question mark, I don't know. But, like, the lore isn't real.
And people believe that it is genuinely true. Like,
all the way.
All the parts of it. Which is like, okay, I understand being
a
Christian and understanding that, like, certain parts of the, you know, the stories are, like, dramatized for,
right,
you know, like, walking on water.
Catholic Church? No. Not.
Right.
No, Catholic Church, you're supposed to believe all of it happened in is real, true text.
Yeah.
Not
and that's
fable
what,
at
that's
all.
What a lot of people believe. And I'm like,
like, the Bible is not a fable to Catholic people.
Like, that's just dumb.
Unhinged.
That's just dumb as fuck. Like, you believe in superheroes, too?
I believe in unicorns.
I believe in the fucking Hulk. You know? Yeah. I guess. If I'm going to believe in God, I might as well believe in the fucking Hulk. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's pissing me off. Like, it makes me so mad because then they're like, we hate gay people.
Yeah, because...
Gay people are real, at least.
Yeah.
We're real.
Yeah. Should we start here? Should we start with their questions?
Let's start with their questions.
Okay, love it. I think there's, like, two. Perfect. But you know what? I can go on for days.
Small but mighty. First question. Do you like the way I flick my tongue or nah?
Nah.
That's crazy, because... Well, you were just talking about that song, weren't we?
I'm sure that's why they've asked. Because they know that's my trigger song.
Hmm.
Have I mentioned that? That I hate that song on the podcast? I must have mentioned. If someone just wrote that without knowing that that would, like, offend me deeply, that's crazy.
I love this person.
I mean...
I paid her to do it.
You paid her?
Yeah. Cash App.
I hate that damn song. It's gross. It's so gross if a man said that to me.
A lot of the Weeknd songs gross me out. There's a lot of good ones, too, but some of them I'm just like...
Is that The Weeknd?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's just every time I hear it, I'm like, grossed out. That is, like, the kind of thing...
Just, like, hyper horny man music that's like, why are you being so specific right now? Like, just be a little more vague and it would be fine.
Yeah, you like that? Sure. Why not?
Do you like... The way I flick my tongue or not. Nah. Like, you don't need to say that.
Also, like...
Just say, like, how does it feel?
Yeah.
Like, also, D'Angelo like, did. Like, just be vague.
Well, do you guys think I should be a rapper? Next question. Comment down below if I should have a rap album released soon.
Do you think I should give up?
No. I don't.
Okay.
Don't give up.
What kind of music and shows do y'all watch is the next question.
Do you want to start?
Should we start with music?
Sure.
I don't listen to any music. I don't like music. No, I like music. I don't know. I feel like that question... I feel like that question is hard because it's like, it's... I don't think that people understand how much... of my brain is taken up by thinking about music.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
But, like, we could be honest and say the music you listen to because it would be funny. Because, like, what you're actually listening to is... Go to that app we use. That's so funny. That clowns us all the time this week. The app is called Superfan. Maybe we should put... I'll put, like, the invite link in the little YouTube thing if you want to join our group on Superfan. Feel free. I've been trying to get people to join this app for a while. I think it's lighthearted and fun and requires... no effort. You just have to connect the app and then you can look at it if you want to. But basically it collects all your Spotify data. I love data mining. Ooh. And then tells you your top three songs of the week, your top three artists, your top three albums. And then it AI generates like a little like shady blurb about your vibe of the week.
Jazz's vibe this week, chilling in a cozy corner with a hint of mischievousness.
That one was, like, most of the time they're saying way meaner things to me than that.
Top artists, Wilco, Tyler, the Creator, and Faye Webster.
Last week, that's, like, a weird week for me, but I'll take it. What were my top three songs? Ooh, this could be embarrassing, actually.
Tears Over Beers.
Embarrassing.
Transportin'.
Bye.
Kodak Black.
So embarrassing.
Are We Still Friends by Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
My vibe this week, channeling your inner hippie and pretending you were born in the wrong generation.
Kind of shady.
Top artist, Led Zeppelin. Every week, Led Zeppelin is yeah. mine, and I don't really think I listen to them that much.
You must.
I guess. Erykah Badu and Daboole.
Top three songs?
Shibuya by the Free Nationals, Dyer Maker by Led Zeppelin, and So Cool by Reuben James, which I don't even think I've ever listened to. I think I'm getting scammed.
You love to get scammed.
I am constantly just getting scammed. I don't know. So that's what music we listen to. I usually listen to only, like, Ashley Tisdale.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Thank you. There's nothing wrong with it.
And like,
whoa! On camera? In front of all these people?
Go off.
The Pom Poms have this really stupid song that I can't stop listening to and looking for music similar to it. It's very chanty and feels like it's for, I don't know, it's weird. And also, any songs with, like, children singing, really been into that recently. I've been into some weird
Michigan Choir. Timu choir.
Whoa.
It's like the Walmart choir, but Timu.
I didn't know there was a Walmart choir.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
What do they sing?
No idea. Beyonce covers.
We are the world.
Yeah, Lemonade album, front to back.
What is that from?
Any TV shows?
No. No, I watch YouTube mostly. I will say, like, I feel fully qualified to have a podcast on account of the fact I listen to so many podcasts. Like, when people are like, oh, people who make podcasts, like, don't even listen to podcasts. It's like, that's about all I'm listening to is podcasts. TV shows? Impractical Jokers has been on a lot at our house. King of the Hill has been playing a lot.
Yeah, we've also been doing, like, Hotel Hell. That's, like, I feel
when
like
I'm gone.
When you were gone this last week.
Yeah. Well, Zach knows I don't really... I love Gordon Ramsay, want to have kids with him. I envision a long, happy life with him. If Anthony Bourdain didn't go the way he went, it would have been him, but I'll settle. I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable. But I just... If I get off work, I don't want to feel like I'm back at my job, which is where Gordon Ramsay's yelling at me.
You're so cute.
Do you think it's right that they let Shawn Johnson be on Dancing with the Stars?
I mean, I often wonder about that because they have, like, people on that show sometimes that are very good dancers.
Like,
there was a girl that was, like, a professional dancer also that was, like, on The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And she was on that show. And, like, JoJo C was on.
Yeah.
Was on that show. And it's, like, but then they also have, like, fucking Melania Trump on there or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be crazy. But, you know, like, people that
they're
absolutely
like, oh, also
can't.
Odell Beckham Jr. Like, what are you
honestly,
talking?
Honestly, he did slay, though.
He was on, actually.
He was, I think.
I feel like I knew that, but I
think
like,
he
half
was.
Knew it.
And he was, like, really slaying. I
okay.
Think, in, like, a cunty way.
Fuck yeah, Odell Beckham
I used to watch
Jr.
that show all the time.
When I was a kid, I was for sure watching.
I mean, it's entertaining.
But point being, why don't... Why would you do that?
The playing field is not level.
It's like having, like, Beyonce on The Masked Singer. The point of The Masked Singer is that it's, like, celebrities who are ha-ha funny.
Yeah.
You know? I guess Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer.
He was?
Yeah.
Who was another person that I just saw?
Wendy Williams.
Oof.
Was on. And she did, like, New York!
It really?
Was, yeah. You haven't seen her on The Masked Singer? It's so funny.
That
I can't wait to show
me.
You. Oh, I'm scared, too. I just see clips.
I
love this cat.
It's like so Hunger Games core.
I love this cat. It's Hunger Game. It is a little Hunger
like,
Games core.
You know what I mean?
Think, actually,
like,
now that you say
the Capitol vibes.
And yeah,
of like the judges and like
yeah.
the way they're like, oh, I don't know. And just
yeah.
like number 12,
like
it's a big giant turkey, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? And then they're like. Fucking singing some Dua Lipa song or whatever, and then they like, take the fucking head off and it's Kevin Hart, and it's like, what the fuck is going on? Am I tripping on acid? I hate that show.
You know what show is kind of adjacent to it, but was good? Celebrity Lip Sync Battle.
I don't think I watched that.
That was pretty fun. Anne Hathaway did Wrecking
oh,
Ball
wait,
by
yeah.
Miley Cyrus
okay.
and, like, ate Boots the House Down.
I feel like I've seen clips of that show.
It was, like, a fun... It was cute because it wasn't, like... It feels like the Masked Singer has secrets we don't know about.
It's, like, the weird big costumes. And, like, I don't... Like, super elaborate. And it's, like, Mr. Bird is gonna sing a song today. And
he's
it's, like kind of
sexual. Little baby robot. And it's, like... Lil Wayne was a robot.
He was?
Yeah. I think. I'm pretty sure.
And did he sing or did he rap?
He sang.
He sang.
He sang?
But I feel like
something
their voices
weird.
Are kind of distorted a little
they
bit,
are.
Right?
They are.
And I guess they do that to, like, try to, you know, make
yeah.
it harder.
Yeah.
But
also...
It's always like, what the fuck is going on? But I would totally do that show in a heartbeat. Contact me.
Contact
no
us.
No one would know who the fuck I was.
They're like... They, like, take the head off like, of us and they're like, who the fuck are you two?
Like, gasps. Like, Fuck the Masked Singer.
Fuck the Masked Singer. I feel like mocking...
Yeah.
I'm gonna say, I feel like mocking someone is horrible podcast etiquette.
It is, yeah, for sure.
Like,
but I have been doing that to everyone I know. It's sometimes I do it to customers on accident.
Lots of mocking going on
I will
you?
Mock people on accident
Whoa.
At my job. And then I'll be like, wait, that's not the vibe of this situation I'm in. Let's see, what other shows? I watched like 10 seasons of America's Next Top Model. That was really pretty entertaining.
Comfort shows. That's a good one. I'll put on Daria if I'm sticking by myself and I need, like, I can just take so many naps to Daria.
Yeah, just it's pretty, not, like, calming. Like,
not too much is going on. It
doesn't get that loud.
Beavis and Butthead for girls.
You know what I really like? Midnight Gospel. I love that show. I especially the last episode. I will watch.
With his mom.
Is yes. That, that episode is, like, my, if I'm, like, having such a bad time in my life and I'm like, I'm, you know, nothing is real, I hate everyone, I'll be like, let me just watch the last episode of Midnight
Gospel. Do you sob?
Oh yeah,
I'll sob, but like, then my mom's like, dead and they're like, talking about her dying, so right. I mean,
it's like a beautiful piece of art is that episode. It's like underrated. I think
if you're listening right now, go give the My Dirty Car Instagram page a follow. I kind of assume block us, report and block.
Yeah, block.
I asked you guys to send me your go-to drink orders at a bar because we're gonna profile you based upon these.
Okay, Jack and Diet.
When I think of someone ordering a Jack and Diet, I'm thinking like that's what your dad ordered and you don't know what to get.
Yeah, you don't know what to get is my vibe too, because that's what I've gotten before. And not a diet, but.
And like, who wants that? Like, and don't get me wrong, that there's some people and that is their drink. That's what they've always gotten. But like, if you're a young person ordering that drink, I'm like, I want to almost ID you again. Because I'm like, a Jack and, you can have anything in the world in this bar and you want a Jack Daniels and Diet Coke.
Whiskey sour.
Okay. Whiskey sour, if you're a young person, you're a child and you know your grandpa drinks that or something. Whiskey sour with egg white, like if you get a true whiskey sour, I love and respect you. I think you're kind of an asshole for ordering an egg white drink, especially if you're like a whole table of people ordering egg white whiskey sours. Like I would love to probably box you.
Rum and diet.
Your mom drank that and you're ordering it.
Or I think that's like a weird drink. I don't know.
Or you're like, you grew up in a town with a lake and like you, like your dad probably secretly does blow. Is like rum and diet to me.
Like Nepo baby?
Like small town Nepo babies are drinking rum and coke.
Okay, ultras. Round for friends.
This person clarified that they're getting ultras Mick and ultra. They're getting them for everyone they're with.
I have the Mick Ultra symbol behind my ear. That's how much I love it. I wrote this comment.
Just kidding. I my head automatically goes to white mothers.
Yeah.
Like, there's like about six white moms and they're all named Christy, Cindy, Tammy, you know, like.
Yeah, I guess Tammy Core, McUltra. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like McUltra gives like college guy to me.
You think? Like,
yeah.
It's such a flavorless light beer. Like, it's one of the most low calorie beer options. Yeah. So, like, I know you care a little bit about what you have going on because you're not ordering a Bud Heavy, but like. Like, the Iowa in me wants to be like, oh, you're, like, a little bitch boy.
Yeah.
But, like, the adult in me wants to be like, you're looking for a low-calorie light beer option, and I understand why you would go for a Michelob Ultra.
Vodka, soda, lime. Eating disorder.
I kind of thought the same thing. It's either, it's giving eating disorder, or it's giving, like, I have the absence of choice. Or it's giving, I'm a drunk, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to get fucked up. And I know how I'm going to do it, and I'm going to... Because I was a vodka soda lime girl for so long. Mm-hmm. Catch me at the wrong point of the summer, and I'm drinking vodka soda limes.
Tequila pineapple.
You have no respect for yourself the day after.
Yeah, so sugary.
You're going to feel, like, so like shit if you drink a bunch of tequila pineapples. If you're, like, going somewhere and you're only having one drink and you're getting a tequila pineapple, I guess it's giving, like, you want a margarita, but you're too scared to say it, and you're being low maintenance, I think.
Old fashioned.
Yep.
Or espresso martini.
Okay. You're my kind of person, but you're also a bitch.
I love espresso martini.
Yeah. Like, you're easy to please, and, like, you don't want to look at the menu, and you know what you like, and you know it's going to taste good. But the fact that, like, a lot of these are, like, people who are going to just, like, a dive bar, this person's like, I want an old fashioned or an espresso martini. Like, if that's the first thing you're saying you're ordering at a bar, you're kind of a bitch. Because it's like, I know what kind of bar you're at now, you know?
Right.
And I work at that. I'm that person, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Peach, crown, and pineapple.
This answer...
Any kind of flavored crown just reminds me of my old job.
This is like you are at the strip club.
Yeah, that's...
Peach, crown, pineapple.
That's like partying behavior. Like, I'm getting fucked up.
And I am like, forgive me. Like, this is a white trash order. Like, it's like, I'm a woman. I'm at the booty club. I am, like, throwing money, but, like, and I don't give a single fuck, and I'm about to get a flavored whiskey paired with the sweetest juice I can get. Like,
yeah.
Absolute sugar
You know
bomb.
What's good? Vanilla crown.
Vanilla crown and Coke, I'll go there.
That's good.
And you want to know what? When I'm at the booty club, I'm drinking Crown Apple Sprite every time.
Ooh, Crown Apple.
Yeah.
Slap a doodle.
Tequila soda grapefruit. I, like, want to be your friend. You know what you want. You're looking for a low-calorie option that isn't, like, as fucking sad as a tequila soda.
It's less
soda.
Depressing.
You're being like, I want to keep it low-calorie. I don't want to have a hangover tomorrow. I still want to get drunk. But I'm not, like, having a vodka water and, like, counting my calories in the cum I swallow. You know what I mean? Not to get graphic.
But... A mule or an IPA? I hate mules, but I also don't really like ginger stuff.
I love a mule if a mule's good. I'm not going to go anywhere and get
sexy
a mule.
Sexy mule.
If you've been to the Copper Cup and you've been to
the Copper Cup
mule,
in Des Moines,
you may be entitled to financial compensation. I'm assuming, like, you're someone who wants to drink a beer, wants to seem cool, and you, like, give a shit about something kind of annoying, but also wants to get drunk. And you probably smoke pot, I think.
Yeah, you probably, like, have a beard.
Ooh,
if you're drinking an IPA. Okay, Crown Apple Crayon. Gorgeous drink. 10 out of 10. Would order that. I always used to get.
Crown Apple Crayon. Yeah. I think I want to say once more, you don't have any respect for yourself for tomorrow. Like, if you're ordering Crown Apple Crayon, I know you don't drink regularly because you would have hated yourself by now.
Yeah.
Like, I know that you're here for a good time, not a long time.
Okay, whatever you wanted to make me is the next one. Dealer's choice.
Yeah. And my response to that one is slut.
This one says ultra or vodka water. Vodka water, you might as well just die. Anyway, vodka Red Bull. This was my order for a long time.
I'll still get a vodka Red Bull.
I fuck with a Red Bull.
I like...
Especially like a sugar-free Red Bull.
So oh.
Like, okay. That's an adult order.
If you see me drinking a vodka sugar-free Red Bull, you have to know... Like, I'm out to be out.
Like, we're gonna end up at an after party.
And I am gonna
and
be
gonna
talking
be...
to the worst person in America for hours.
My jaw's gonna be fucking...
Bleep.
A JMO shot and Negroni.
You're my enemy. You know what? Actually, in Puerto Rico, I shot some JMO and it was okay. So I'll forgive you for the JMO shot. But the Negroni, don't even look me in the eye next time
you
see me.
Fuck you. Next, Mezcal Old Fashioned. Weird.
I would never order that, but like, I think you're classy. Like, that's good. It's a classy cocktail to get. It's like being like, I want to sip the smokiest, kind of dingiest little cocktail, but I want it to be sweet enough, and I want it to have a little bit more on the nose. Like, it's a classy cocktail. I think, if someone orders that, I'm like, okay, Miss Thing.
Extra dirty vodka martini.
You're my enemy.
I hate you.
Like, you don't... Who wants that? Espresso martini / Paloma / a tequila soda / a stout / a sour. What that means about you is...
That's about 10 different fucking drinks, bitch.
I know you be drinking. And
yeah.
I know you're flexible, and I like that about you.
I like this starting with espresso martini, I agree. And then I like Palomas.
I think, I love that it's like, this is what I want the most, and this is how low it's gonna get. It's gonna be a stout or a sour. I know you be drinking because having that many options...
I like a tequila shot, too. That's a good shot to take.
That was supposed to say soda. I do judge the tequila soda a little bit, but...
I like sours.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to probably get that, but, like, if there's a sour for me to drink and it's free, I'll drink it.
Right, right.
Tasty. Stout? Probably not, but I'm happy for you.
I like that you keep your
stout
options
Stout people
open.
Are like, you're just like, whatever, if you don't have the kind I want, then that's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, relaxed people. Tequila sunrise.
I'm assuming you're an eighth grader.
Yeah, you are going to be totally hungover tomorrow, but...
And you're a grandma or a granny.
I kind of fuck with tequila sunrises.
Really?
I think they look cute.
They're cute.
You know, with like a cherry in there.
I'm going to say something crazy.
Okay.
Drinking orange juice at the bar is the equivalent of drinking milk at a restaurant.
Drinking what at a bar? Sorry.
Orange juice.
Orange juice. Even if it's like a...
It's we've just evolved past it as a society. What if it's morning time? Okay. I think if you want to start brunch with the tequila sunrise, I'm not going to pass as much judgment as if you come in at 10 p.m. and ask me for tequila sunrise.
Yeah, I think tequila sunrise at night is weird. I had someone get that the other night, and I'm like, with your burger? I'm surprised nobody said mimosas, honestly.
It makes me feel good that my following would not look me in the fucking face and ask me for
you
that.
You hate mimosas?
Just what it says about you. If that's your go-to drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's, sure. It's what it says about you. That's like, I'll have a mimosa. But if someone's like, what's your favorite drink? And I was like, a mimosa? Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Mimosa drunk is, like, different.
And your mimosa hungover.
Oh,
is,
God.
Is, like, not for the faint
of
heart.
And, like, in the middle of the day.
Not for the... And also, like, I like a mimosa, but I don't like cheap fucking bubbles. Sorry.
And that's what you're gonna get.
And that's what you're gonna get, and it's gonna be
especially like, if it's bottomless, you're gonna get cheap shit.
And
Paran, okay, tequila, water, lime, eating disorder. Fuck you. Tequila, watermelon, Red Bull. That's a crazy drink, I think.
That was the one watermelon? That really stood out the most to me.
Okay, a watermelon tequila.
Watermelon Red Bull.
Watermelon Red Bull.
Tequila and watermelon
Red Bull. I've
never
had watermelon Red Bull.
Tequila, watermelon, Red Bull is like, I'm at my house. I need to pregame before I go on this date. What do I have? Oh, I guess I have this fucking watermelon Red Bull that my girlfriend left here and a couple ounces of tequila from...
I need to get drunk right away.
I guess this will do. And you'd have it and you'd be like, okay, this isn't bad. Yeah. But it's not like, oh, I really want to drink. What am I going to have? Tequila, watermelon, Red Bull. Okay, you fucking freak, ho.
Yeah, that's a lot going on.
Yeah. Vodka or Cran, you must be 21. Like, it's just like, that should have betrayed you by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think that.
I'm not really a big drinker, though, so I guess.
Right, and that's the other thing I'll assume, is like, you're a child, or you don't drink that much, because, like, I used to drink that, but that betrayed me, and now I have learned lessons. Like, I think Vodka Cran, you get one, but most people are having seven and throwing up Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Gin and tonic.
Yuck.
Gross, but very regular for people to order, I would say.
I think a gin and tonic should have been left in the 70s. And they finish it
JMO out. JMO shot with a Dr. Pepper back. I fuck with a Dr. Pepper back, but I just like pops. So.
It's delightfully white trash.
Yeah, like I think that I would do that for sure.
Like if a man ordered that and he was sexy, I would hate him and want him.
This summer's gonna be a movie.
I've
been saying that like
this summer's gonna
four
be
months.
A podcast.
That's been, like, the only thing I've been saying.
I know. But, like, that's what I have to say.
It has to be a fucking movie.
Because if
and
not...
not a sad one.
Oh, my God. No.
Not a horror movie. It needs to be a fucking rom-com or else I'm gonna shoot.
Really? A rom-com, you think?
I mean, just, like, with life in general, not necessarily, like, with a person.
Okay, okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm like, yeah, I was gonna say, like, coming-of-age film. Or
Yeah, like...
But I'm 20 fucking six. I've came of age, ho.
We been of age.
Me, I'm in the spring of my life. It's like, no, bitch, you are
I don't know though. Because listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay. Listen, I saw something that kind of pissed me off. And it was a girl saying that she's been aging out of some of her clothes and like that she needs to make a capsule wardrobe. And that made me want to throw up because I'm like,
shut the fuck up!
No, we don't have to do that.
No, we don't.
And I don't really give a fuck if I look like I'm being a weird fucking little baby adult person.
Me neither.
I don't give a fuck if it's weird that I'm wearing a little tank top or whatever.
No.
Because I'm 25. Like, it doesn't... And even if I was 35, it doesn't fucking matter how old you are. You don't have to start wearing fucking beige.
Also...
Just because you're getting older. Actually, you should be doing the opposite.
Yeah, get crazier with every passing fucking year.
And if you have a kid or something, like, that doesn't mean you all of a sudden have to just get rid of your personality.
I mean, some people are under the impression. They're like, now that I have a baby, I'm mom.
I'm a beige
generic
person.
Mom core.
Like, and... And if you want to do that and that makes you happy, what the fuck ever, I guess. But if you're like, oh, I have to get rid of my clothes because I'm turning 25. No, bitch, you need to get rid of your parents' insurance soon.
you need to buy a halter top.
You need to actually just get your pussy out.
Yeah.
And just live your life.
Like,
you do.
I don't give a fuck if I'm immature for my age.
No, I am. We're traumatized. I'm going to be age regressing until the end of my life.
Also,
I know that I am.
You want to know what? I'll say it. I had to be an adult too fucking young. Yep. So guess what? Now I'm dressed Bratz Genie Magic. See if I give a single fuck, bitch. Look at my room. Oh, you think it looks like a little girl's room? It is! I'm a little girl!
Little girl. We're little tiny girls. We are, and we will be forever. Forevermore. Yeah. So don't give up on your fucking self. Who cares? Get a little diary. Embrace it, because what's the alternative?
Hey, Magic 8 Ball, am I a little girl? I'm nervous. What if it says no?
What if it says no? That'd be so
humiliating. Am I a little girl?
We can just change it on camera. Is that yours?
You may rely on it. Also, Annie makes music, and sometimes I help. So if you listen to this podcast and you didn't know that, insert a blip now. Wow, that was so good. That's I love crazy. That. I'm so banger. Glad we made that song together.
Yeah, banger. That's my threat, is people that, like, don't live their life to their fullest. If you're not doing that, fuck
yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
And mostly just within pleasure.
I hate when a motherfucker will look at me and be like, I wish I could do that.
Yeah, what? Do it! Do it.
There's... Do you think that a little man walked into my room one day and was like, hey, Jazz, I give you full permission to do whatever you want and wear whatever you want and say whatever you want and act however you want and be obnoxious and fucking ring-a-ding-ding, bitch. No!
The little man's inside of our heads telling us that.
Yeah, the little man inside of my head. Whoa! What the fuck was that? Well.
What plastic surgery have you gotten?
None.
I know, right? That's crazy to say, I think.
I think, yeah, I think
in this day and age, it's kind of... And not to be like, I haven't gotten any plastic... It's just because I'm fucking broke.
No offense, if someone looks at me, they are not under the impression I've had plastic surgery.
I love a fucked up nose. A crooked, big old honker, bing-bong, bongo, big-ass, booker, big nose.
Sorry, I'll never please you.
I'm not talking about you.
I know! That's what I said! Sorry, I'll never please you! Mine's good!
I'm already pleased.
By what?
By others? All the other big-ass noses around. Don't worry. That's not what I love about you. I don't need you to have a big fucking nose.
Okay.
Okay?
Every time I walk in the room, Annie goes, boobs!
Yeah. That's what she leads
Hi,
with,
boobs!
In my opinion.
I lead with
That's all I see.
Baby, baby, don't stress.
And you never call me that.
Breast. I called you boobs the other day, and you looked at me like I was absolutely
because you were making
crawled
fun of me.
Out of
Because you were making fun of my lack of boobs.
I've
my
never
lack
done
of
it.
Body.
I've never done it.
Body, yaddy, yaddy, yaddy.
I would never do that first Donald Trump impression
I'm
of the
working
pod
on my ass.
Towards the end. You're working on it?
I'm trying to get it to come back out.
Okay. I'm working on gratitude. Actually, I am working on gratitude for my body.
Good.
Because other people look fucked up, too. And I'm looking at you. I love posting myself fucked up and then right after posting after I've done my makeup.
Yeah.
So that I can be like, you thought, bitches.
And you still want to fuck me.
Yeah, and you can't keep your fucking ass
Either
out of my
way,
DMs.
You'd fuck me even on day 3 of my bed rot with no fucking makeup looking totally fucked up.
I'm going to twerk on it slowly.
Stinkier than a fucking raccoon straight from the garbage.
No, no, no.
Two blind eyes 60 feet out.
Quit! Annie won't stop saying that. She's like, and I wouldn't fuck him if I had two blind eyes and I was 60 feet out.
Like, that's such a burn, right? That's like a 1920s slam.
I wouldn't sleep with you if you were the mayor of Tinseltown.
Ooh. Got him. We love people with dementia. I think I might have dementia. You can say me, because I know I've been a bitch today.
I don't want to threaten you. I will threaten you. I need not do it in a public forum of My Dirty Car podcast.
I need not do that in a public forum.
I'm going to threaten everyone who makes fun of me for talking like I am speaking the Queen's English in an American accent who might be from the Chicago suburbs or potentially Boston. We're unsure about that. And also, the fact that I speak in riddles sometimes. If you have a problem with that, call your fucking mother. Don't call me. Anything else? Any housekeeping? Anything you want to wrap up?
Housekeeping?
Trigger warning.
Housekeeping? Come in!
You're stupid as fuck. You know. My boyfriend could have sex with a neighbor. Okay. Whatever.
Our old man neighbor?
Yeah. My boyfriend can...
I ship it.
The oldest man alive, potentially.
What, are you ageist?
Not at all.
We can't fuck old people?
Old people can't really? Fuck us. Old really? People can't fuck really us.
Really old people?
Anyway.
That's the government to us. Soon. I don't think they would even, like, want to get my data. That's not why I don't feel bad about, like, having apps that are,
data
like,
mine,
compromising
me,
my information.
Data mine me, hoe.
Like, what do they want from me?
What could I have to offer?
My shit is gonna give your phone a virus.
You wanna know what I look at on Temu.com?
Bunch of bullshit. A bunch of dumb bullshit. Like, hentai stickers.
Not a lie was told. Thanks for watching. If you're new here, like, follow, subscribe. We should probably be saying that. Follow us on Instagram, MyDirtyCar, @MyDirtyCar. Rate us 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. Comment down below, really genuinely anything, even if it's mean. See if we care. If this podcast offended you, eat shit and die. Anything else?
That's about it, I think.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, watching, pissing, shitting. And coming.
We are not held liable for anything wrong with any other team. Fuck you.